Welcome to Profit. I'm your host, Cindy Broad. Today I'm joined by Scott Montgomery, and Scott is the CEO of Welltech. Welltech is going public via RTO on the Toronto Venture Exchange shortly, and Scott's here to give us some insight into the company. Thanks so much for joining me today, Scott.
Great to be here, Cindy.
Excellent. Welltech offers scalable digital health solutions for a global market.
Yep.
Sounds fantastic. Can you tell me a bit about the company?
What does that mean?
Yes.
Yeah, sure. So we're a B2B business model. And so our technology is utilized by large employers and insurance companies to offer to their people. So that helps people get more engaged, more incentivized towards healthier habits, and in turn, returning an ROI back to the company in various forms.
Excellent. Personalized health management on devices and mobile phones.
Yeah.
Can you sort of explain how that works to investors?
Yeah. So this is data science. So I think what health promotion historically has been one size fits all. It's a shotgun approach to try and take a single message to the masses.
Yeah.
Now, it doesn't work. We know that because the current healthcare system is unsustainable. It cannot cope with this treatment first focus. So the personalization aspect is learning, profiling, questions, psychological, physical, attitudinal, and habitual understanding of a profile. And then we use nudge theory and content distribution to engage that individual towards incremental behavioral improvements.
Interesting. So can you tell me a little bit about the stages or the offerings on the devices? What does that rollout look like?
Sure, yeah. So we can incorporate different news feeds, point systems for rewards. So the healthier you get, the more rewards points you earn, and then you can redeem those into a sort of value. There's an access to a telemedicine and a telepsychology function. Mental health is a huge topic right now.
Sure, yeah.
And there's a belief that by helping solve that, getting further upstream to helping someone with some of that depressive or anxiety burden, then they've probably got a better chance of being more empowered towards, you know, eating better, sleeping better,
right,
being more social and active. So it's a big focus and capability of ours.
Excellent. Talk to me a little bit about the global health and wellness industry in general and how scalable that opportunity is for Welltech.
Look, it's massive. It really is. So the industry globally at the moment is $66 billion worth. So it's not a small chunk of change there. The trends that are coming into it because of technologies like ours that we're offering, we're seeing more markets, emerging markets coming into this to offer this solution to your employees. So if you dial back 10 or 15 years, then we didn't have that technology capability.
Right.
And the company I had before this that we built and sold in the same sector was putting health professionals inside a workplace. Now, if you charge a psychologist out or a personal trainer out or a physiotherapist out on a day rate, that gets very expensive.
Yes.
For big populations.
Yep.
You can crystallize a lot of those learnings and now distribute that through technology. And that means that it's now affordable and accessible to highly disparate workforces. Mm-hmm. In different markets. And that's being based in Asia. We have a huge population density down there that we can now access.
Right. So you seem to have actually quite a bit of solid corporate buy-in currently.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us a little bit about maybe some of your partners and speak a little bit to your current revenue model?
Sure. We're a subscription model at our core.
Okay.
We have four streams of revenue coming into the company. And the big focus is if we can get more people onto the platform, then we can offer better unit rates to large buyers. We've got a data monetization aspect as well. So computing an enormous footprint of data.
Yes.
If we then interrogate and interpret that back to insights, back to the customer, that's another tiered value offering that we can offer back for fees.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have supply partners. So Garmin in particular is one of our longest standing and most intimate partners. So if we can offer Garmin devices to our clients, or telemedicine consult or blood pathology assessments, we have a small handling fee that goes on that. It's a revenue stream. And then if we're advising companies or having bespoke white label offerings, a fourth part as well.
Okay, interesting. So can you tell me a little bit about your solutions path and what that unrolls to look like?
Yeah, sure. So we have a corporate first approach right now. We're
okay.
a B2B model, so one to many, and that's great for scale. So we can sell into an employer or an insurer or a pharmaceutical company, and then that can then be distributed out to an enormous workforce. So the association between an employer and insurer, mm-hmm, is pretty well known.
Right.
We're especially in more risk exposed industries like construction, like mining, like logistics and aviation, there's a huge motivation to prevent propensity for risk. So if we can work with that insurer and the employer to help reduce risky behaviours, then that's a win for everybody, because you've got a reduced premium for the employer, you've got less health and or safety cost for the employer, and then for the insurer, you've got an improved claims ratio. So there's a profitability play and a retained client at that as well.
Yeah. And then how quick is it to sort of get to the next level up and the next level up?
That's what we're proving out right now. Perfect. So we're working with large, small and medium and large employers. Yeah. And again, industry agnostic, banks, we're right across the full spectrum of employment. We're white labeling for a couple of insurance partners, both in a group and now a retail function. And then with all of that data, we're able to segment and then start to coach and target specific behaviours around risk. And that becomes a very valuable tool for preventing lifestyle illness.
Right. So eventually moving into the private health
exactly,
area. Right?
Exactly.
Okay, great. So you guys have been around since 2013, I believe.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So tell me a little bit about your management team and how highly skilled they are.
Look, we've been pretty lucky to attract who we have. And I come from a health background. Co-founders are from a health background as well, and COO James Gillette. Our chief data officer is an incredibly gifted individual who can somehow pull out insights from data that you'd not see. And that comes from years of experience working in credit risk profiling and marketing and ad tech. So we've got both risk assessment and also targeted content distribution towards a call to action. Now, these are tools that when we apply a health message to, we can actually coach people towards a better, more improved lifestyle.
And that's the stuff. Which is so important.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
So, you know, from a health and a data level, we're incredibly gold-plated in that respect. Technology, Michael Rosenstein comes from a background in robotics and kinesiology.
Oh, wow.
So again, you know, some really creative minds, and we're pulling these together as a very cohesive and operational management team.
Excellent. Okay, well, it sounds like you're definitely diversified in your background, which is fantastic. Okay, tell me a little bit about your financial forecast.
Sure. So we're turning over $1 million in revenue at the moment.
Okay.
And that's a composition of all of those four revenue streams.
Okay.
We are with our distribution partners in Garmin and Willis Towers Watson in particular, and our two current insurers, we have an accelerated revenue growth for this year of north of 300%. So we're seeing great traction. We're scratching profitability at the moment.
Yep.
And so coming into the public domain is an acceleration play for us.
Absolutely. So speaking of coming into the public
domain,
Can you let investors know a little bit about what your current financing looks like and what the use of proceeds will be for that as well?
Sure. Proceeds are easy. It's growth. You know, we have an existing product in market with big partners, clients and distributors. So it's building more velocity into that incremental improvement. But ultimately, this is around distribution. So we'll be spending the majority of our function into having more conversations around sales and business development.
Okay.
So we've got quite a unique function for North America, US, Canada, because we have Asian revenue. So we are across over 18 countries down in Asia Pacific, and it's not as homogenous as up here. You know, you go from Japan to Indonesia to Hong Kong down to Australia, New Zealand, they're all very different markets. And so the need to localize is heightened down there.
Right.
So we've got that revenue, and we're bringing the capabilities into Canada and the US currently.
Fantastic. Okay, so your post RTO market cap is suggested based on some of your peer listings, similar peer listings in the space.
Yep.
Can you let me know approximately what that's looking like?
Sure. So we're raising $10 million at the moment.
Yep.
And we'll be coming on with a fully diluted market cap of $38.6 million. So comparatively to some of our other industry peers, we are very, very well priced, and we've got some huge room to move to catch up to the to some of the other bigger brands, and they include, you know, Livongo is probably the headline.
Yeah.
They have done a remarkable job over the last 12 months, well, coming up 12 months in the listed space. So, you know, there's proof out there that for both institutional and retail investors that this is a valuable business to invest in, and they're performing very well. So we're not quite at their $2.9 billion market cap yet, but given the partners that we have, the geographical revenue and the proprietary tech around personalization, we've got some good days ahead of us, hopefully.
Excellent. So what does that look like in the space? What does the competition look like in the space, and how are you positioned a little bit differently perhaps to take advantage of opportunities?
Yeah, it's a good question, because it's a very competitive space.
Right.
You know, and if we break down the corporate wellness market into different geographies, you can go state by state and it's hyper competitive with boutique offerings. Where we start to separate ourselves away is that we are international, we're purely international, so we're multilingual, we're in multiple countries around the world, and we've got the ability to service the increasing offshore headcount. So we've got a lot of multinationals in Canada and the US in particular, with growing headcounts in development or back office processing or call centres down in Asia Pacific, where the unit cost per head is a lot cheaper, more affordable. But you have to localise. You can't take a Canadian or a US food model and activity model into Thailand. It just does not work. We've got that nice corridor between Asia and America covered very, very well. And then we're also bringing in the capability where we screen for risk, and we can coach you through algorithm, but in the areas where if we notice a heightened risk towards a medical or a psychological area of concern, we can refer on, and we bring in and we bridge that to telemedicine and telepsychology.
Okay.
So we're able to screen and detect for earlier intervention opportunities, but then we offer earlier detection opportunities, but then an earlier intervention. And that can be from the comfort of your own home or office, if you will.
Yeah.
So we're removing that volition requirement of someone who is, if you're battling health, it can be very, very hard to pluck up the courage and to get in to see somebody. Mm-hmm. It's a bit easier to do that through chat or through the privacy of your own home.
Sure. Well, how soon can I get this in North America? When is this coming?
Right now. No, we'll be in market this year.
Oh, excellent.
So we're well underway in the process. We have some great partners assisting us with that.
Yeah.
And so we're looking forward to be trading on the TSXV very soon.
Excellent. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Scott, for joining me today in the Stockhouse offices. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure, Cindy.
Excellent product. Very exciting to see WellTech going public very shortly. And we'll definitely keep an eye out for that as you move through 2020. That's
excellent. Thanks so much for your attention as
well. Thanks so much.
Cheers.
Great. And I was joined by Scott Montgomery, and he is the CEO for WellTech. And WellTech will be going public via RTO on the Toronto Venture Exchange in 2020, in the next few months, hopefully. Thank you.
Don't forget to like our videos and follow us at Stockhouse on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, and YouTube. You'll get updates on all your favorite public companies in North America and every sector of the capital markets. For more in-depth coverage, industry news, and to connect with our investor community on message boards, you can visit our website at stockhouse.com. Also, be sure to visit our new and improved Stockhouse Deal Room on site for unique and exclusive private placement opportunities available only on stockhouse.com.